Om Shanti. 26th November 2018, Monday. Today's blessing is, may you consider anyone who defames you to be your friend and give him respect and become a master creator like Father Brahma. Father Brahma considers himself to be a world server and gave respect to each and everyone and always saluted each one. However, similarly, he never thought that he will only give respect to someone when that one gives him respect. He considered someone who defamed him to be his friend and gave that one respect. So follow the Father in the same way. Do not just consider those who respect you to belong to you, but even consider those who insult you to belong to you and give them respect, because the whole world is your family. You Brahmins are the trunk for all souls. So consider yourself to be the master creators and give respect to everyone and you will become deities. So respecting everyone. And Baba is citing the example of Father Brahma. He gave respect to everyone. He considered himself to be world server. Give respect not just to those who praise, who give respect, but also to those who insult, who abuse. Why? Because we are the trunk. We are the trunk of this tree. And master creator, if you give respect, you will become deities. And Baba has given one slogan here. What is that slogan? The whole world is my. The whole world is my family. There is a well-known, celebrated saying in Sanskrit, which is engraved in the entrance hall of Parliament of India. What is that? In the entrance hall of Parliament of India, there is one Sanskrit saying, Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. So this whole world is my family. So, Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam, Vasudhaiva means the earth. Aiva is Kutumbakam, the family. So, the whole world is my family. So, this saying is very famous saying and it has come in Upanishads. There is one minor Upanishad, Maha Upanishad, consisting of 66 chapters. So, there it has come in chapter 6. From verse number 71 to 72, Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam, which means the whole world is my family. So Baba is saying, remember that the whole world is your family and you are the trunk of this tree of humanity, and that is why what you have to do? Respect everyone. Respect everyone. Now, how to respect everyone? It is very easy to respect those who respect us. It is very easy to respect those who praise us, appreciate us, acknowledge us, care for us, give attention to us. But we have to respect everyone. Even those who abuse, criticize, oppose, backbite, malign, condemn, hate, shower insult upon us. So, how to respect others? How to give respect? What are the ways and means of giving respect? And what are the benefits of giving respect? people will respect you. But don't give respect with that intention that if I respect, others should respect me. Because if I respect and if they don't, then I will get disheartened. Because I wanted respect in return and they did not give. So what are the ways of giving respect? How to respect others? Yeah. The first is caring. Show that you care for them. And they will feel that yes, we are respected. Everybody wants respect. If you go anywhere and there is nobody to receive you, you don't feel good. So just as you feel like that, even the others may feel the same. So caring, care for them. Other, listen to them. Even before caring is listening. Listen to them. The third, cooperate, help them. Help and cooperation. These are the two words. And helping and cooperating during in their times of difficulties. They will not forget. If you help them during those time of difficulties, it could be anything. For example, if somebody is in financial crisis and somebody helps, that person will remember it for the whole day, whole life. If somebody is sick and somebody cares for that person, the person will remember for the whole life. If the person has got depressed and somebody comes and helps or gives cooperation, he will feel indebted to him for the whole life. Another thing is encouragement. Encouraging them. Another related thing is inspiring them. This is even ahead of that. Inspiring them. Or to become appreciate them. Other is appreciate them. Appreciate for what? For good things. Even the small good things that they have done. Even the minor skills that they have. Or appreciate for what? Appreciate for what? Whatever they are. Acceptance. One more thing is respect is accepting them as they are. We accept, I accept you as you are. With all your faults and with all your failings. You will definitely improve. That is another thing. And that person needs improvement. But I accept that person. In our heart, we have rejected many people. We have kept many people in the reject list. Blacklist, block list, reject list, spam. We have kept many people. Even blocked them, kept them in the reject list, also blocked their messages. So, in our heart, we have not accepted them. So, appreciate them. Care for them. Listen to them. Help them. Give them time. This is another very important thing. The donation of time. Give them time. What else? Good wishes and pure feelings for them. Good wishes and pure feelings for them. Shubh Bhavana and Shubh Kamna is the greatest form of respect. If somebody says, I respect you and he doesn't have good wishes, he's probably lying. In Bible, there is one statement where it is said, if somebody is dead and you give and bring some flowers and keep at the altar, but you are bearing grudge for him, it's better you carry your flower back, first remove that grudge, remove that hatred, and then come back. So, good wishes and pure feelings. What else? Baba has said, keep the notes of cooperation in your pocket. Notes of cooperation. Bundle of notes of cooperation. So helping them, cooperating them, listening to them, appreciating them, encouraging them, inspiring them, helping them, caring for them, listening to them, having good wishes and pure feelings for them. What else? Understanding. This is such an important thing. It's most important actually. Most important. Even if you don't appreciate, understand. Try to understand. Put yourself in their shoes and try to feel the situation from their point of view. Because everybody is a unique actor in this drama. And nobody can play his part. I cannot replace him. He is irreplaceable. No matter I am good, I am better than him. But can I replace him? Can I play his part? No. I cannot. So, trying to understand them. Try to understand people. What else? Don't? Now, we will come to the don'ts. First positive. This is yes. How do you talk with them? So, talk with respect. Talk with respect. Then what else? By having elevated, that we already say. And if you give respect to him, you are actually respecting Baba. And also, since he is Baba's child, he is my brother's soul. That also feeling is there. Then what else? So these are all what things to be done. Now, other list is now do's, don'ts. What not to do. If you don't do this, actually you are respecting. What are they? Don't comment on them. Don't insult them. Don't try to cut their words, their statements, their talks. This is the most important thing. In all the public speaking or communication classes, they tell this as a first principle. Don't cut their arguments, their statements. Let them complete. Don't speak over them. There's one more thing is speaking over them. Somebody is speaking and you start speaking. So do not speak over them. Don't try to cut their statement. Don't insult them. Don't criticize them. Don't oppose them. Then don't backbite them. Backbiting. This is a dangerous thing. On the surface we are good, but inside we are not. So that leads to backbiting. What else? Don't argue or debate with them too much. Then what else? Don'ts. What don'ts? Anything under don'ts? Yes. So, we'll read it again. So what Baba is saying is, may you consider anyone who defames you. Now don't defame them also. There is one more thing. That is defaming others. Or spreading gossips about them. So may you consider anyone who defames you to be your friend. And give him respect and become a master creator like Father Brahma. So Father Brahma considered himself to be a world server and gave respect to each and everyone and always saluted each one. Another is to bow. If somebody says namaste or some sayings from bhakti, we have to respond with that manner. Otherwise, if you feel this is the custom of the path of bhakti, probably they might feel insulted. So even that has to be taken care of. So even how do you salute other salutations, they also come in respect. And so you can add this to that. Okay. So similarly, he never thought that he will only give respect to someone when that one gives him respect. He considered everyone who defamed him to be his friend and gave that one respect. So follow the father in the same way. Do not consider those who respect you to belong to you, but even consider those who insult you to belong to you. Now, there's one more thing is, whom do you give respect? The first statement is give respect to all. The second statement is we give respect to all those who praise us, who acknowledge us, appreciate us. But the third most important thing is who defame us, who backbite us, who criticize us, who oppose us, who malign us. What is known as those who cast aspersions on you. So you Brahmins are the trunk for all the souls. Who are we? Trunk of this tree. So consider yourself to be master creators and give respect to everyone and you will become deities. And one slogan which Baba has given is, what is that slogan? The whole world is your family. Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam, the whole world is my family. So, for example, in a family, my brother is there or my sister is there, and suppose she is suffering or he is suffering from some neurological disorder, or he is mentally retarded. How do I look at him? And if people disrespect him, how do I feel? For example, I have a younger sister or younger brother who is mentally retarded or who is having some physical deformity. So do I disrespect him? Do I insult him? No, I do not. So Baba is saying, consider the whole world as your family. So when the whole world is my family, each and every soul is my brother. Each and every soul is closely related to me. So I cannot insult anyone. I cannot scold anyone. Whatever one does in the family, the same thing to be done in the whole, in connection with the whole world. So this is a very, very elevated statement of Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. To consider the world as Kutumba, to consider the world as one God's family. Not just the Brahmins, but even those who are non or would be Brahmins. Those who are about to become Brahmins in future, to have elevated feeling for each and every soul of the world, no matter what they do. One God and one world family. So that is the inside feeling, the gut feeling which we should have, that this whole world is one God's family, and to interact with them in similar manner. For example, if a Brahmin soul who is a very great good yogi and he insults somebody from outside, now that outside soul has nothing to do with your jnana and yoga. That outside soul has no knowledge about what elevated knowledge. They look only at the behavior. No matter a person is very, very much committed in his dharanas and very good yogi, with lot of self-restraint, but his tongue is very bitter. That creates deep wounds or hearts. So people may not like. So that's why two things to remember. The whole world is my family, and second, who are we? We are the trunk. And third, we are master creators. And fourth, we are those who are going to become deities. So, in yesterday's Avyakta Murli, Baba said, keep the dress of the deity in front of you. And the dress of the deity is invoking you. It's calling you. So, emerge those sanskars. So, emerge those sanskars of the golden age. Now, if you emerge those sanskar, that new Srishti, that new world would come into existence. So that world is waiting for your emergence of those golden sanskars, golden age sanskars. So these are all the things to be done. We'll revise again how to give respect to others. First, listening to them, caring, giving attention, helping them, cooperating them during times of need, then having good wishes and pure feelings for them, then understanding them, then give time to them, then you can see, no, all things are nicely written over here. Yeah. Then what else? Good wishes, time, understanding, listening, caring, cooperation, encouraging them, inspiring them, appreciating them, appreciate their each and every small thing. Don't try to belittle their performance, because every soul is perfect in his own right. Every soul is a unique actor in this drama, and every soul is irreplaceable. You cannot supplant any soul. What he is, I cannot be. And what I am, he cannot be. Every soul is unique. Not just that, every soul is a masterpiece. Every soul is an ultimate, a unique creation with unique abilities and unique specialities. So, inspiring them, encouraging them, and a great sense of appreciation. And sometimes one more thing is gratitude. Express gratitude. That also can be added. Have that sense of thankfulness to them. That is also a sort of respecting them. And about conversation, our talks should be respectful. It should not be as if they will feel insulted, or you think that they are slaves, or you think that they are juniors, or you think that they are under you, or you are the boss. That sense of holier than thou attitude, or even I am a better yogi and you are not, I am Gyani and you are not. That feeling of egoism, that egoistic attitude, is also not respect. Now this is one. Now what are the no don'ts? Do not criticize. Let them talk. And don't cut their statement. Don't cut their arguments. Don't cut their talks. Let them finish. Don't speak over them. Then don't backbite. Don't backbite. To praise them in front and go behind and start maligning them. So don't malign. Don't oppose. Don't criticize. What else? Don't insult in public. Then where to insult? Don't insult at all. Don't insult at all. But sometimes it happens that I say something, it is not insulting, but the other person feels insulted. If you want to give advice, give guarded advice. Because the person yesterday's Murli Baba said, no, if somebody comes and tells you, you will not get transformed forever. But you convert his teaching into your teaching. That's what that is known as royal punishment. If somebody else comes and tells me that this is not good about you, I feel that why he is saying this. So that's why the transformation should be, Baba said, the whole focus on yesterday's Murli was on self-punishment. And what is that self-punishment we need to give? Is the furnace, is the bhatti of introversion, antarmukta. Make that as your habit. Enter into that introversion bhakti, just bhatti. Just as a child, if he commits some mistakes, the punishment given is make him sit at one point, stand still, without moving his limbs. Ask him that. And tie with the string of rope of determined thought, firm determination, dridhasankalp. So self-punishment. In psychology, it is known as self-flagellation. Flagellate is to whip oneself. That is known as self-whipping or self-flagellation or self-punishment. That's a form of punishment people give. So Baba said, this is the best punishment. So give yourself punishments of Jnana, punishment of Yoga, punishment of Dharana and punishment of Seva. So these are the four forms of self-punishments. Not eating is not a very good punishment. But even that is good. Yesterday somebody was saying, eat fruits one day. That is punishment. Keep on eating fruits and keep on eating sprouts. Royal punishments. Keep on eating sprout 10 times. So that you don't feel hungry. You keep on eating something or other. So that is also can be a punishment. Keep on drinking juice and keep on, the moment you feel hungry, eat something. But not that which you eat every day. So avoid all the your most favorite dishes and delicious dishes. Okay. Come out of that Swad Vatika. Cottage of taste. Come out of that Chok Vatika. That cottage of frying things. Unfried things. That is self-punishment. Okay. So Baba said, if somebody else saves me, I will not feel. So that's why I give advice. But, in secret, take him to the corner and tell him that you were sleeping during yoga today, during Amrit Vela. Please take care. But even then he will feel insulted. So, better not to give. So, what else not to do in giving respect? Don't pull their legs. Don't discourage them. That is one thing. Don't discourage them. Don't dishearten them. Don't say them whatever they are doing is useless. If suppose somebody is trying hard to excel, to go ahead, and we come and discourage them, no, nothing is going to happen. So that is also disrespecting them. What else? What else? And don't spread their weakness, that is also. One more thing is that souls are very weak at the present time. In today's Sakar Murli Baba said, their intellect has become dead. Their intellect has become dead. Maya is a great imposter, dhokebaz. She has deceived everyone, dustur. She has made their intellect dead. So, the people with dead intellect, don't expect them to understand this knowledge. Even those who are here have not understood this knowledge fully. How can we expect those who have just come or those who are not come will understand this knowledge? They are drowned in the world. In the worldly, in today's Murli Baba said, this marriage ceremony, that's a ceremony to get drowned in the ocean of poison. That is a ceremony for money wasting. This Pavitra Paudhe, the pure saplings, are converted into impure by this process. So these are those people of the world who are drowned in this ocean of poison. So they need respect. They are not interested in your Jnana. They are not interested in knowing who is God. They are not interested in knowing who they are. They are not interested in knowing the 5,000 year cycle. In the train sometimes, these are our Brahmins, they go to extreme in train. Because they hear in Murli that you do service in Seva. But they are horrible. In 1 hour, they teach them who they are, what they are, from where they have come, what is God, who is God. And they teach them about 4 subjects and they teach them about life of Brahma and they end with Brahmacharya. All in the train. And they inflict such torture on those poor souls. They just keep on seeing like this. They become speechless. So, be careful. So, because souls are very weak. They will not understand these deeper things of knowledge, these things of dharana. These are very higher things, very elevated things. Even sannyasis couldn't do. So do you expect the grihasthi or the householders to do this, to understand this knowledge? Those who are have left the world and have come here, even they are effort makers and they find it so difficult. So how can those who are staying outside, going to center for 1 hour in the morning, and you expect them to understand and digest your bombastic teachings? No. They are very weak. So what they need is love. Anybody said love? Nowhere, na? Nobody said love. Respecting is loving them. Everything we said, but love we did not send. Every soul is thirsty for love. So love them, respect them, care for them, give attention to them, listen to them, appreciate them, have good wishes, good feeling for them. And one more thing of respect is to send them pure vibrations. Mansa Seva. Mansa Seva is a little different. Have good wishes and pure feeling is one thing, but if suppose somebody is weak, sacrifice the night's sleep and send them vibrations of power. They are powerless. Whatever we can't say, what is unspoken should be spoken through the mind. So talk with them. Give them that feel. Empower them. Empowering, that is one more thing. Encouraging, inspiring, and one more is empowering them. Because they are powerless. Pump energy into the spirit, into the dead intellect. So that the dead intellect may come alive. So that's the service what we have to do. Om Shanti.